Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a Monday, and Todd Mitchell is happy to be alive.
Darn right I am.
Scott Hannon here. It is the What's On Your Mind program, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, where we ask a very simple question. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? That's how we start each and every show. We want to know what is on your mind. It's so important. It's right there in the name of the show.
You're not happy to be alive, or what are we talking about?
No, I'm fine. You're the one. Okay. What did you say about being Monday and blah and, you know?
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays. You ever seen the movie Office Space? And if you haven't, you really need to.
I've not, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
I have kids. A sheltered life.
Movies. Yeah. I did ask an important question as we saw the winter weather situation over the weekend. One word to describe your thoughts about this weather report.
That can be said on the radio, yeah.
Hammered parts of central and southwestern North Dakota. Folks did not disappoint. This could also double for one word to describe Monday, probably. Huh? Don says yuck. Charlie says sucks. Patricia says temperate. Frank says yay. Yay.
Hey, we needed the moisture.
There you go. Mark says, anything can be expected in April and May in North Dakota, but he put them all together, hoping they would qualify for one word.
Yeah, I had to get reminded last year at this time I got married, and I had said for weeks, you know, getting married on May 3rd, I had said for weeks, watch, it'll snow at our wedding, and everybody told me, and it snowed the next morning.
There you go, you're a day off.
So two years in a row, right in the middle of May, here we go.
Exactly. You had an anniversary, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
What is your anniversary date again?
May 3rd.
Okay, yeah. Just not long ago. Mine's today, as a matter of fact. Speaking
it
of
is. Well, happy anniversary.
I should say ours is today. I can't.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, you were both there, right?
Takes two to have an anniversary. Yeah. Yeah. No, Marie and I, after two birthdays over the weekend, hers and Hannah, our middle daughter, and Mother's Day, and today an anniversary. May's busy. Haley has a birthday later this month. So
have an expensive month for you then, huh?
Oh, worthy investments. Very worthy investments. So
you can't just buy one thing and call it, this is for the anniversary and the birthday. You do need separate things, by the way.
There you go. Sherry says, exactly two tulips bloomed in my tulip bed this spring. Does this mean we get a spring reboot?
Yeah.
Well, I see hyacinths after all. David's one word was burr. TJ's was vomit. Ouch. We have an abominable. We have a beastie. We have a yucky. We have seating. All right. Clever. Hayden.
Yeah.
Armageddon.
Snowmageddon.
Yeah.
It's Snowmageddon 2050. Did the Weather Channel name this? Remember they started naming winter storms? Did they name this one?
I don't know. Let's phone them up.
The answer to the question nobody was ever asking. Shouldn't we name our winter storms? No, we don't.
Based on my investigation over the weekend of social media, it looked to me like Wishick got it worse. I don't know if you have the snowfall totals in front of you there anywhere, but it looked to me like Wishick took the prize for the ugliest version of this May weather event. If you beg to differ and think you got it worse where you are, you can let us know today wherever you're at. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have a question. It's not a real profound question, but what is it with some in the media who have this disdain for anybody that, you know, like the Fighting Sioux name or wants some tradition to remain at the University of North Dakota? Gosh, there was a snarky editorial in the Fargo Forum, and thankfully, someone with a full-blooded Indian life responded, and what I thought was just a smackdown. I'm going to read both the editorials for you in a moment, then you can decide. But my big question is, what is the deal? What's that all about? Can somebody explain that for me? I'd love to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. A couple Mondays a month, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council joins us. If you have any questions for Ron, who is the president of that organization and certainly someone well-versed in oil and gas development in North Dakota. And if you do have questions or comments about the current state of the industry or where things are going, he is a perfect resource for you to phone up. Dana Perino will also be here. She'll be here at the bottom of the next hour. She's a former White House press secretary and has a book out called And the Good News Is, Lessons and Advice from the Bright Side. You see her now on the Fox News Channel. There was a neat little program over the weekend, actually, with one of the Fox News hosts, Ms. Hasselbeck, interviewing Dana Perino. So that was kind of neat. And if you saw any of that and you have a question or comment and want to weigh in on that, well, your chance to ask Dana a question. You know, we have an opportunity to have authors on all the time on the program, and we don't necessarily jump at every opportunity that we have. But I actually invited Dana mainly because there were some amazing stories in this book about her time with President Bush and his time with Wounded Warriors. Phenomenal. Really darn cool. So, Jim and Bowman, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going? We were concerned about the pheasant hatch of all things. I know that's a kind of a lighthearted, maybe not that important topic, but up here in Wells County, you know, late or early spring, wet storm, especially a lot of snow will kill the hatch, and kind of wondering what happened down around Bowman and in that area with that. We get some guys to call in and let us know. We're kind of concerned.
Anybody listening, certainly welcome to answer Jim's question. I'll also effort the folks from Game and Fish and see if we can have them on to find out, too, okay?
Yeah, I know that if a pheasant loses all of its hatch, then she relays. But if there's just one chick, then she'll raise that, and the hunting won't be so good in the fall. I'm kind of worried about that. I know it's not that important, but you know, the avid hunters, it kind of is. In the late or early mid-spring, heavy snow spring with a lot of rain will, you know, wreak havoc on the pheasant hatch. We're kind of concerned about that.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a good question. And while it isn't life or death, it's a big part of, you know, what we do here in the great state of North Dakota every year. And there's a lot of livelihoods that depend on, you know, all those hunters getting out there. So I don't think you need to apologize for a darn thing, Jim.
I hope everybody's safe down there. I hope the cleanup isn't too bad, and hopefully by next week all the snow will be gone and it'll be just aberration.
But you're in general just wondering what it's done for the hatch, but specifically down by Bowman was the one targeted.
Well, you know, that's where just watching the weather, it looks like they got hammered there in the last 24 hours. A lot of heavy rain and snow from the southwest corner all the way up through probably Edgley, and just kind of wondering what the farmers, ranchers, and sportsmen think about what's going on with the wildlife down there.
Yeah, no, makes good sense. Jim, appreciate the call. Thank you, and we'll get you some answers, so stay tuned, okay?
Thanks, man. Good job, you guys. See ya.
Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 if you know. If you have any first-hand knowledge of that. Always the best experts is this audience. That's why we love throwing on questions. So you can also email in studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Just give you a quick preview of what we're going to do this week, by the way. Tomorrow will be at Farm Credit Services up in Minot. They have paired up again this year with AgriBank and are doling out some community impact grants because there is a neat little program where they take proceeds from some mineral resources that they have, and they give back to oil-impacted communities with things that don't get covered with other needs. So there'll be an announcement tomorrow with a new round of the grants, and we're going to talk to some of the past grant recipients and look forward to that conversation on the program. And let's see here. Thursday, we will be at Braun Intertech, and Braun Intertech is hiring. And specifically have some needs that we're gonna talk to some individuals that do the things they do and really is a great company and expanding and growing, and we love those stories. So we'll talk with the folks from Braun Intertech on a Thursday on the program, broadcasting actually live from their Bismarck headquarters. So looking forward to that as well on the program. So got a lot going on. And then also Thursday, by the way, Lynn Helms will join us because we'll have the latest director's cut, as they call it. So we'll get a chance to, and these have been rather newsworthy, understandably, of late, because each month we're keeping a close eye on what's up and what's down and the rig count and the production and all of that. So the director's cut is coming out actually Wednesday this week, so we'll have a new month of data, and Lynn Helms will be here on Thursday to crunch that. So anyway, busy program and a lot going on, so we're looking forward to hitting the road. Why not tomorrow on Credit Services, Barn Intertech Bismarck on Thursday with the broadcast as well. So stay tuned for all that. Okay, when I come back, I want to I need your advice on, I don't know if advice is the right word, but your insight and analysis on the media disdain over anybody that appreciates the history of the Fighting Sioux at UND. They doled out the Fargo Forum. Doled out some what they call a leafy spurge to North Dakota fans that are not all that thrilled about the Sioux logo being retired, and one such fan has responded. Kind of a fun little back and forth.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottehe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
MyPillow.com. If you haven't done it recently, go to MyPillow.com and just read a few of the examples of the improvement in so many ailments as a result of a pillow that you'll quickly say, you know what, I got to order one of these. Sleep apnea, snoring, fibromyalgia. I mean, they're just right down the list. Migraines, another one. MyPillow.com, under the testimonial section, place to do it. Then when you see what a difference is made in so many individuals, it's a pillow. A pillow can make that kind of difference. Then you'll want to go to the radio link. It'll get you the good deal, where you can get a two-for-one offer if you mention us. Just say Scott in the promo code, or call 800-506-9028. I'll give you that number again in a moment if you want to grab a pen, and to get the two-for-one original classic pillow. So you too, like Todd and I, can own the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, one that has a patented interlocking fill so that it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool, so you don't have to toss and turn all night. Switch the pillow out, no problem. 10-year warranty, will not go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, so here is, a week ago, the Fargo Forum Leafy Spurge, under the headline, UND fans still don't get it. Okay, listen close and see if they're talking about you. To the unreconstructed University of North Dakota fans who say without shame regarding the discredited and retired suit logo and nickname, we will never give it up. That's akin to saying racism, we will never give it up. Homophobia, we will never give it up. Bullying, we will never give it up. Sexism, we will never give it up. Get over it, kiddies, writes the editorial. Times change. A deeper, more complete, and more sensitive understanding of American Indian symbols emerges, writes the editorial. After years of discussion, debate, and eventually thoughtful consideration, the old logo was scrapped. A too lengthy process has been underway to find a new name. Too lengthy. But people of goodwill on both sides of the logo debate have come to consensus about the old one and the need for a new one. Move on. Now, does that seem snarky to anybody else? And anything but North Dakota nice, for one? But the most offensive part of that to me just screamed off the top of the page. And that was the fact that the Sioux logo has been discredited. Discredited. Yeah. So David Davidson responds to this. And David is married to Eunice Davidson, who is, as he explains in the letter, is his wife of 47 years and a full-blood Dakota Sioux. So he writes, as a true American, I take issue with the garbage in the forum's Leafy Spurge mini editorial, which appeared on the Herald's website. It actually was in the Fargo Forum, the Grand Forks Herald reprints it, I guess. I am of Norwegian descent, but my wife of 47 years is full-blood Dakota Sioux. I take offense to the editorial's accusation that she and the majority of fellow tribal members are akin to racists for feeling pride in their heritage. Who is the real racist here? The true shame and discredit come from those who want to get rid, who want to rid the country of any name or image that American Indians might feel pride in. The true shame comes from those who work overtime in back rooms and dark corners to hide the truth, and in this case to set up the Sioux people to take the blame for removing the name. The true racists are those who seek out the small minority in the American Indian community who can be useful, then give that minority a big platform from which to spout false accusations. The process that has brought the issue to this point stinks to high heaven, and the forum's desire to keep it all under wraps also stinks. It's not the fans who don't get it. It's the newspaper that doesn't get it, says David Davidson of Devil's Lake. Was that not a pretty good rebuke? I thought it was pretty good. And, you know, I said that the most offensive part of the editorial was this business that the Sioux logo had been discredited. But the race card, I guess I'm just so numb to it, because it happens so often, is what most offended David. And you have a very good point, David, when you say, who's the real racist here? When folks are trying to, you know, rid the country of any name or image that American Indians might feel pride in. Isn't it amazing? Wayne, Watford City, what's on your mind?
So, if we want it back, we need to approach it in the same format. I'm new to the area, and this political correctness is out of control. The easiest way to do it is don't go to the games. Don't buy their apparel. Hit them where it hurts and tell them, we'll go to your games and support you so you can pay for the attorneys to fight these idiots. But if you're going to cave into them, we're not going to support you. And they'll pay attention. Other than people writing letters and emails that they're ignoring like our legislatures do, hit them where it hurts in their pocketbook. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I hear you, Wayne. Unfortunately, there, though, what do? You, you know, you rob yourself of the joy of going to an athletic event and cheering on a team and a bunch of athletes who are not party to this. You know what I mean? The Fighting Sioux name is going to go. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I happen to be one of those people that likes North Dakota because I think it you can't replace Fighting Sioux. And if you keep it North Dakota, we are North Dakota, you remain there. And at some point, I have this pipe dream that maybe somebody will awaken to what a travesty this whole thing has been. But it's not, the chance of the Fighting Sioux coming back in this round are, you know, one in a zillion. They're not going to happen.
I just don't like the
vitriol that's directed at people who think fondly of that name. And in this case, you know, someone whose wife is the full-blooded Dakota Sioux. It's just, you know, it's like the newspaper says you're dumb because you like it. And, you know, that's racist and offensive in and of itself. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, if they don't want to bring the name back because of the controversy, that's fine, but let's just keep it as North Dakota then so they don't get at least that victory.
That'd be my vote, Wayne. I appreciate the call, and I hear you on, you know, speaking out a different way. Appreciate it. Tim and Berthold, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Fargo can now officially be a city of Minnesota. It sounds just like the Star Tribune would write something like that. So they'll probably be annexed in. And I think the problem that the people from UND have is the hypocrisy that the federal government gets involved, and they make things called Tomahawk missiles, Apache helicopters, Blackhawk helicopters. They make weapons that kill people, but that's okay. But when it comes to the Sioux, so Fargo officially annexed into Minnesota.
Yeah, I think that has happened without it actually, you know, being a legal process some time ago. You can see it all the time. You see it in elections. You see it in different debates. I can say this as a native Minnesotan, sort of a poisoning of the well that has come from the other side. Unfortunately, some of that way of thinking that is just more and more authentically Minnesotan, which breaks my heart, actually. Ron Ness to the Petroleum Council when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Monday edition of the program, 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Love to have that be in your speed dial so you can give us a ring nice and easy, 800-228-0550. Hey, if you're hauling a tank trailer and you need a tank wash, listen very carefully. I'm about to save you some money. My friends at Polar Service Center in Kildare and Billings want me to tell you, if you need a tank wash, just point your rig to the nearest Polar Service Center, mention my name, and you'll get $100 off your first tank wash. Yes, that's right. And I was up there not long ago. There were tank washes in the neighborhood of $750, so, you know, you take $100 off, not bad. And, of course, a pretty important part of the regulation process, and if you have some work that needs to be done, inspection coming up, I'm going to save you a couple bucks. So why would you go anywhere else? You get this great deal at the Polar Service Center in Kildare or in Billings. And all my trucker friends tell me they love the quality and professional service at Polar Tank Wash. No waiting in Billings. Bakken a bit busier, but they have expanded the tank wash hours now at Polar. So just give them a call and get in line. They'll get you in the mix. At Polar Service Center, they do it all. They can build you a tank trailer. They can fix it. They weld it. They can bring a part to your door. There is not a tank part that Polar Service Center doesn't have. That's the truth. From your truck hydraulics to all of the parts you use to move whatever you're hauling, vacuum pumps, blowers, gear pumps, and more. Plus, your next tank wash just got better. $100 off when you tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North. You'll see the big sign north of Kildare on top of the hill there. Or on the north side of I-90 in Billings, to take exit 452 or 455 out of the Billings location if you're headed that way or coming back this way. All right. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here. Ron joins us a couple of Mondays a month to answer any questions you might have and talk about things in the news. And if you do have a question or comment for Ron, who leads the North Dakota Petroleum Council, it's welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or emails welcomestudio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ron, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great today.
Nice to have you on the program. Appreciate that very much. So you generally start with a rig count and kind of the very latest. How's the numbers looking?
Rig count is been holding steady for a couple of weeks now at about 85, somewhere around there. And, of course, that's exactly 100 less than it was about this time in December. And oil price, as you know, has risen a little. Slightly to around $59 a barrel, which ironically this is probably the one month if you're in the oil industry or you're in the have interest in the industry, you're hoping for the prices to stay down because of course this was the fifth month of the big trigger which if it hit, that's about a $76 million a month tax incentive, which we hoped would have inspired companies to complete some of these wells that they have drilled. Every day that goes by that the price is at 59 or above, of course, the trigger price is a little over $55. So that means the price the last half of the month would have to be probably in the 40s. So it's beginning to look like that the big trigger is not going to hit, which was kind of the big issue throughout the legislative session. And, of course, you missed it by a few days in December probably because the month of December the price kind of collapsed the second half and it stayed above that 55.09 amount. That was really the issue, I think, with the tax bill at the end of the session is that here we are from an industry standpoint 19 days away from June 1st and you have no idea if your tax rate is going to be 11.5% or if it's going to be 5%. And that's 130% swing, which means that you put your contractors and others in limbo because you're trying to determine what you're going to do come June 1st. And that's not good for anybody. It's not good. It doesn't make good business sense. It certainly isn't good for the legislature in terms of trying to predict revenues 24 months and out. That was the onus, I think, for the tax bill that came forth, which, you know, had a little bit of enough unhappiness in it for everyone that maybe it's good policy, maybe it's not, but I think it had to happen. So starting December 1st, there'll be a flat, predictable tax rate of 10%, which everybody will know, everybody can plan for. You know that you cannot predict price, but certainly you can lock in that amount and then do your economics from there, whether you're going to proceed with your operations budget as is in 2016 or not. But this little price increase really hasn't certainly impacted much in the minds of the operators at this point.
Now, judging by what you're saying, and like as you said, unless some really dramatic things happen at the end of May, that trigger will not end up kicking in. A lot of the reason for that folks were watching that closely is to say, okay, those dollars by the trigger kicking in would have been reinvested back in and allows, as you say, some of those wells to get there. But if this number holds on the oil price and that trigger doesn't kick in, what do you anticipate the impact of that will be, at least through the end of this year?
Well, I think you're going to see companies sit tight through this year. You've got a tremendous amount. I believe the number's around 1,200 wells that have been drilled and not completed. Certainly some of those companies for cash management reasons or other reasons of just trying to hang on to some of those completion crews are going to complete those wells during the summer. You've also, of course, you're out of road restrictions and you've got lower operating costs during the summer months on completion side. So you're going to see some of those wells begin to get completed. But my guess is that companies are going to start looking forward to 2016, trying to determine what's their budget for next year. And that's the type of long-term planning you need in a play like the Bakken. And, unless we see something dramatic, I see Eugene Grainer is going to be speaking tomorrow, and I just signed up to go listen to him because I think Eugene's been pretty spot on, actually, and he follows the dollar in terms of commodity prices, and I think a lot of this current run-up that we see in the price a little bit is due to the fact that everybody's out in the field and everybody's cranking up their toys for spring and summer, and we're seeing some activities out there which is consuming more energy. But as you look at the long-term global supply issues, I don't know that anybody's real bullish this year on seeing a price increase to the threshold that we think is needed in the Bakken to stimulate activity.
Ron Ness is with us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or emails welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Heimdall, North Dakota, last week, a train derailment, which naturally draws comparisons to Castleton. One favorable comparison I saw in a lot of reporting had to do with, while it's a similar situation, similar tank cars, there was nowhere near the explosion or multiple Day fire that happened in Castleton. Some people putting that directly at the vapor pressure regulation that has been lowered. Do you connect those dots?
Well, I can't make that determination, Scott. I think that's a determination for the scientists to make whether or not, and I don't know what the vapor pressure was in the Castleton train. I can't remember, but certainly the state put forth a threshold of 13.7, and you must be below that. The oil on that train was 10.8, and you did not see the type of explosions that basically, I always think about this. It's like that tanker car sitting there full of oil is no different than a pot on your stove with a lid over it. You have oil spilled underneath on the tracks, and it's burning. It's going to burn. We all know that. Nobody's denied that. And the fact is that what are the elements of that car that either cause it to explode or not to explode? And that regulation that the state imposed was more stringent than the federal regulation. And you can see by this that the companies were well below that on this one. So, and you didn't have those type of explosions. So I think that we can hope that that was a result of that. I can't say that for certain. There are different car changes coming. I think one of the things on some of the newer car standards they're talking about is, what happens is some of those valves get sheared in the accident on the bottom of the rail car. And, of course, once that valve is sheared, then the oil spills out of the car. So there are some protective shields and other things that they're putting around those valves on the bottoms of the cars. So it's a multitude of issues that have to be addressed. And, of course, issue number one is to try and prevent more of those derailments from happening. And I know that the industry has a good reputation of, or good track record of 99.some% of cars get to their destination safely. But as we know, one is too many. So hopefully you get a better car, better track. State's done this with the oil. I continue to hear about the stabilization of oil in Texas and Eagle Ford. I had the largest producer of oil in Eagle Ford here last week. And he says, we do not stabilize our oil. Some of the areas of the Eagle Ford that have a condensate, which is more of a gas than an oil, stabilize that in order to take that out and make another value stream out of it by selling that to plastics plants and other places. So I hope we can get beyond that here. There's a lot of rhetoric about that from, get the scientists involved and let them decide rather than, people who, have a rumor mill going on, but that is not the issue here. The issue is what the Industrial Commission has done at the well site should be beneficial. Industry has complied. The Heimdall situation hopefully was a factor of that compliance with those standards from the Industrial Commission. So, but we just don't want to see any more of those rail accidents happen, but when they do, we have to be prepared. We have to make sure those firefighters and emergency folks are prepared. It sounds like they were pretty well prepared in Harvey and Heimdall and Fessenden and all of those communities, and we applaud them for that. And thankfully, nobody was hurt.
We also have the reaction to the incident by Governor Dalrymple, and I want to give you a chance to respond and see if you agree or disagree. But he's saying urgency and the push for pipelines is the answer following the derailment, saying a need for pipelines to alleviate the overburden rail system is the answer. Specifically mentioned the Sandpiper pipeline, which has had quite the delay. Actually, planned to start construction next month when it was originally proposed, and it's still being held up at the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission. Had a recent victory in court over that, but a new hearing hasn't been scheduled on that. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work Tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS? Or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up. Up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you want. Watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're going to find all your ag application needs under one roof at the High Plains Apache nearest you. That's right, all under one roof. Maybe start with the sprayer, right? And one of the best, Apache sprayers. They've got them new and used, and some great deals now, by the way, on low-interest financing as well. And also the parts for the Apache sprayer or any of them. Their focus is spraying, but they have a combined 100-plus years of ag equipment sales and service experience, from planters to spreaders to sprayers. Whatever the most difficult part or service question you have that can be answered, and they have a solution for you as well. Whatever you need, pump and transfer pump, nozzle bodies, the clamps, the stainless steel, the valves, the poly fittings, the spray tips, the hand sprayers, the spray hose and tubing and product strainers and measuring tools, application control, they've got it all at the ET Egg Center at a High Plains Apache near you. That could be right there in Mandan across from the Bonanza. Give them a call at 701-663-2375 or south of Fargo at Frontier. as well, or online at highplainsapache.com. More with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council here on our Monday edition. Ron joins us a couple Mondays a month to answer any questions that come up. So what about what Governor Dalrymple is saying? We ought to have some more urgency in the push for pipelines, including the Sandpiper. Is that a good response?
Scott, that is a good response by the governor, and I got an update last week on all of the major pipeline projects, and I was pretty distraught, I think, in terms of looking at how each one of them is just incrementally being delayed another year, another 6 months, and will the Minnesota PSC bring up this hearing now on the Sandpiper? You've got the Dakota Access Pipeline, which is struggling to get its way through Iowa. You've got, of course, the Keystone XL, which everybody forgets we have another Keystone pipeline running, moving oil through North Dakota, eastern North Dakota every single day. And it just does its job. And that's what pipelines do. Yes, occasionally there are leaks and spills, but on a daily basis, they move product 24/7 without incident. It's the most safe, reliable way of getting our energy to where it needs to go. Plus, when you look at the Bakken and the key factor moving forward in the Bakken, I think is transportation to the right markets. Those right markets may be markets outside of our U.S. borders and allowing us to export that Bakken oil to refiners that need that in other countries. But it's also getting that oil safely to those East Coast markets that desperately want that sweet North Dakota Bakken crude oil. That crude oil displaces oil from the Middle East. It displaces oil from Africa because it's a different type of oil. It's a high-quality sweet oil. Most of the refiners in the middle of the United States had converted to a heavy sour crude oil because they didn't see the Bakken coming like the rest of us. They thought, where's our supply of oil going to be from? It's going to be from Canada. We're going to convert our refineries over to that type of crude oil. And once you do that, it's a very expensive process. You then refine that type of crude oil. You don't just switch back to light, sweet Bakken-type crude. So we have to get our crude oil to the coastal markets, which then displaces foreign oil, which is good for our economy. It's good for our energy security. But the next step needs to be to move our oil across the world like we do with all of our other commodities. So the continuing delays of these pipelines for various political or certainly good questions by landowners along that process, but typically that's not where the rub is occurring. It's the political mechanism which is being held up by anti-fossil fuels folks, people have to make a decision. Do you want this oil in trains, trucks, or in pipelines?
If
you're Minnesota, you can't complain about both. You can't stop our pipelines and say, oh, by the way, we don't want oil trains coming through our towns.
And they're doing both right now, no question about it. Call from a listener in Minot for you.
Hi, this is Mike in Minot. Say, I was calling to find out if we start trading with Iran and we get all their oil, how's that going to affect the price here in the Bakken?
Mike, your question is, what's going to happen if we begin trading with Iran and we open up the oil markets that Iran has? And wouldn't that be interesting? We do trade with Iran and allow them to export crude oil, which ultimately hurts U.S. energy production, and yet we can't export our own crude oil. I think trading with Iran and allowing them to export crude oil as part of the agreement would have a significant negative impact on North Dakota's oil activity on the U.S. world oil price, especially when we can't export our own energy across the world. So if you want to control the world energy to market, you got to supply the world with energy. And we can become the dominant player in the world if we allow ourselves to export crude oil. Then we don't have to be subject to what's going to happen in Iran or Iraq or Kuwait or Saudi Arabia. They will look at determine what's the U.S. doing, and that's where we need to go. We're at a point in the history of the country right now that we can make that decision going forward. But that's a presidential decision at this point. I believe our congressional delegation is pushing hard to allow us to begin exporting crude oil. I think it's good for gas prices. It stabilizes the world energy market. It's good for jobs, and it's good for us in North Dakota and the Bakken, so we don't have this discount relative to what the other plays across the country don't have.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I have two more calls waiting for you. Do you have a few more minutes, Ron?
Sure.
All right, we'll take a short break. Rick and Ross, Darren and Bismarck, after the news break for Ron Ness. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.